The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had driven out the demon, some of the crowd said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me. Whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, he roams throughout arid regions, search for rest. But finding none, it says, 'I shall return to my home from which I came.' But upon returning, he finds it swept clean and put in order. Then he does and brings back seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that man is worse than the first." Gospel of the Lord. Jesus, the last prayer in this Last Supper, "Father, that all may be one." Unity is the sign of God's will among us. Today, the gospel revealing the devil is more united. They attack people, attack men with unity. And Jesus gives another remedy for us. United in prayer. With two or three united in my name, I am in your midst. So in order to get rid of the temptations, we have to pray in unity, with one mind, one heart. If we separate our thoughts and minds, doing our own thing, it will be worse. That's why Mother Teresa of Calcutta always says, "The family that gets it, that prays together, stays together." It's so important that we have to be unity with one another in prayer in Jesus Christ. So, believing the devil will never leave us in peace. He always want us to be far from God the Father. Try their best. They united to attack us. So important. Always keep Jesus in yourself. Keep Jesus in our midst. That's most important. Jesus says, "Without me, you can't do anything." But trust. That's what Jesus teaching us through Saint Sister Faustina. Jesus, we trust in you.